when I started doing this, you know, I had been singing my whole life. So everybody in my family knew I enjoyed being in chorus class or whatever. I was always singing all the time. And when I picked the guitar up, you know, I would go down and see my grandpa, and he would always say, you know, he would always tell me, like, this is the thing. Like, and at the time, I, you know, it's just like, oh, your grandpa, you know, he loves you. And but he had this demeanor when he said it. Like, he was like, no, I mean, like, if you stick with this thing, like, you're going to be really great at this if you keep doing it. And I guess I always kind of thought that he was, you know, just saying grandpa things. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to tell your grandkids that they're going to be terrible at whatever they want to do. But when I look back on it, like, the seriousness that he said it with is always something that stuck with me. And he did get to hear my first album, which was something that I'm very thankful for. And it didn't release it hadn't been released yet at the time he passed away, so he never got to see what came of that. But he did get to see the culmination of all the work that I put into making it and to moving here and actually following through with chasing this dream. And it's taught me a lot about, I mean, I helped both of my parents retire within the last year, which has been a really amazing experience. And that decision was solely predicated off being able to spend more time with my parents as they get older. And my dad's 64 and my mom's 58, 59. And so seeing them both be retired now, my mom retired literally 2 weeks ago. So watching that happen has been not only a joy for me, but a great way for them to have the financial freedom and the ability to come out and experience some of these awesome things that I get to do, you know, right by my side, which is, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.